Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:10. Brock Hunter.
What's up? What's up, kids?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Happy first Friday, almost to the weekend. More importantly, almost to a three-day weekend. Aww, snap.
It's so exciting. Like, I've been having to go to work every single day. I've been on vacation since, like, January, dude. I mean, granted, yes, I am here on the air. I'm still getting up in the morning, but I'm telling you, if you've been working from home, I was golfing with a guy last night in leagues. Yeah. He's like, man, I had to go back to work yesterday. He's like, dude, it sucked.
It sucked.
I was so happy and I was so satisfied with what was going on. So I didn't have to do anything.
That's funny, dude. Yeah, I think there's going to be some people that are just going to be like, nah, I'm not doing it. I'm working from home for the rest of my life. This is how we're doing it.
I'm just going to hang it up.
Well, I hope not us, buddy, because I miss you. I miss sitting across from you on our wiener-shaped desk and staring longingly into each other's eyes as we tell fart jokes. It's better in person.
I'm telling you, the first time it's going to be awkward. It's like I've never seen you in my entire life.
Do you think it'll take a while for us to get back to our normal kissing routine, or is that?
Probably.
That first
it's gonna
kiss.
Be hard to look you in the face for a while, man.
That first kiss when we get back is going to be super awkward.
No, I got braces, man. I don't want to get locked.
No. Braces. Oh. Food in
Seriously?
Your braces. All right, let's do it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, instead of just getting boring bandanas or medical face masks, more and more people are buying Bane masks, made famous in the Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises.
That's Batman. That's who you are. Matches is a plan.
You merely adopted the coronavirus. I was born into it, Batman. Batman.
Look at your polka-dotted face mask. It's terrible.
I was ready for this pandemic before you ever even believed it was dangerous, Batman.
Oh. That was the plan the whole time.
However, here's the problem, though, is that they are not, like, proper masks, so they're not going to do a good job of protecting you. So you may look badass, but it's not going to do you much good.
Let's be honest. Just throwing it out there, yes, it's good, it's safe, but is the real mask, is it really saving you that much? I mean, if you walk through a cloud of corona, if that's how it works, I'm not sure. If you walk through a cloud of corona and you got the mask on, you're not going to get it. And if you do have it or you don't have it, you're going to get it. I mean, I don't believe that.
A mask definitely helps. Yeah, you don't want to be walking through, as you put it so eloquently, a cloud of corona. But the masks do make a difference. Absolutely. So. Okay. A cloud of corona.
I think you need to read
some articles about what exactly.
Is it like a mist that like goes from town to town?
And also, too, folks, if you have a mask, it makes me so mad. Like, there are people I can tell that just put them on so they can actually go to the store. But then when they get in the store, like there was a guy the other day who had his mask just hanging off his one ear. So just one thing. And he just walked around. I'm like, you know what? I'll take the mask. If you don't want it, I'll take it. And then so many people I see that don't have it over their nose. Folks, put it over your nose for God's sakes.
It's like when you get mad at people for sagging their jeans. Hey, pull your pants up. Hey, pull your mask up.
Yeah, that's the new thing. Quit sagging your mask.
He's wearing it off of one ear like a gangster.
So stupid. A new survey of people working from home found, this is what we talked about earlier, found that nearly 70% of people say they don't remember the last time they wore real pants. 80% say they spend the whole day wearing comfy, stretchy clothes. It's my stretchy pants. Yeah. Comfy clothes.
I put on jeans a few times because I had to go out. But, man, I'll tell you, I'm wearing a robe right now. I don't even have pants on.
I found myself, just wearing, like, shorts a lot more, like mesh shorts.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I'll throw them on in the morning, and then it's like, okay, well, and I'm doing stuff around the house, or, if, you know, now that it's warmer, too. Like, just so, yeah, I've been wearing shorts a lot. I have had to throw on, like, real pants, though, from time to time. Go out.
My neighbors just must be just... I leave the windows open. You know, it's nice. It's a nice day. I don't feel like putting pants on. You know,
no.
I'm always out like grilling dogs with a robe on. They're probably like, dude, this guy is a bum.
Look at this.
He never puts any clothes on.
This bum.
You know.
Hey, don't let them judge you, Hunter. You be the man that you are. You grill those wieners in that robe, buddy.
It's a different robe. I got like three of them. I swear. It's not dirty.
It's not the same disgusting one I've been wearing for two whole months straight. Lastly, because we like to make fun of TikTok, there's a new TikTok challenge, and that is eating corn on the cob that's attached to a power drill. So you put it on a power drill, and then you spin it around, and then you try and eat it. Folks, this is a great way to lose teeth. So I tell you what, if you're dumb enough to do these TikTok challenges like the pee your pants challenge or the... licking ice cream challenge in the store. Do it, please, because I would love to see your two front teeth just yanked out.
Yeah. And here's another thing. If you're doing it, or if you know anybody who is doing it, stop it. It's already been done. I've seen this video, and it came out years ago, and a kid put a corn on the cob on a power drill, and it was funny. It was funny one time.
Yep.
You don't need to pick it up and run with it. And didn't that kid lose his tooth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing it?
I've seen
he, like,
a couple people. Yeah.
Front tooth went flying.
Just goes flying. I don't know if you know this, but it's not just a little sissy foo-foo drill. It's a power drill. No, yeah. So do it, please. All you TikTokers out there, please do this. Please. I implore you, do it, please. So you can lose your two front teeth, morons.
TikTok, man. Damn.
Just full of idiots. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.